Usually when we talk about reaching some massive goal, we picture like this cinematic montage of relentless hustle.
Right, the classic training sequence.
Exactly. But then you step into the real world of human behavior, and suddenly, that montage just grinds to a halt. We default straight to the couch.
Oh, absolutely. And
Yeah.
it's funny because your brain actually interprets your massive ambition as a literal biological threat.
Which makes sense from a psychology standpoint. I mean, we naturally seek the comfort of inaction.
Yeah, it creates this really uncomfortable psychological trap. You hold this core belief, like, I am an ambitious, driven person, but your physical behavior is, well, I'm sitting here doing absolutely nothing.
Right, the gap between the two.
Exactly. That gap is true cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
It's highly stressful, so your brain just frantically generates excuses to justify the inaction and, relieve that psychological stress.
Welcome to the deep dive, everyone. Today we are unpacking day five of chapter nine, which is titled, You Can Make Excuses or Money, but You Can't Do Both.
I love that title.
It hits hard, right? Our mission today is to prep you for the workbook module where you apply the Buren formula to a real financial or business goal in your life.
And to overcome that cognitive dissonance we talked about, the workbook gives a great strategy. You have to isolate just the very first excuse.
Right. It uses this brilliant hunting analogy. So tackling excuses is like hunting quail.
I'm not much of a hunter, but go on.
Well, if a dog flushes a whole flock of quail and you look at all the birds at once, you miss. You just get overwhelmed.
Oh, the visual processing gets flooded.
Exactly. You have to pick one single bird, isolate your target, shoot, and follow through. Looking at the whole flock of obstacles is what freezes you.
That is a perfect neurobiology metaphor. When you look at the entire flock of obstacles, it triggers the amygdala, your brain's fear center. You literally freeze.
Which is biologically sound, but incredibly frustrating when you're trying to build a business.
Yeah, but mechanistically, isolating that single target forces your neural activity out of the amygdala and into the prefrontal cortex.
So you shift into problem-solving mode.
Right. And completing that first small step triggers a microdose of dopamine, which completely overrides the fear response and creates actual momentum.
I saw this exact mechanism play out with a PhD student I advised a few years back.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, she desperately wanted to open a private practice, but the startup costs, the rent, the marketing, it was just this massive flock of birds, right?
Yodel paralysis.
Exactly. She was frozen. She broke that inertia by basically treating the first obstacle as the only target. And that aligns perfectly with today's three journaling questions for Noel.
What are the questions for today?
So, question one is, what action can mitigate this excuse? Question two, what would you tell a third party to do? And question three, are you willing to give up something else for this goal, or do you not really want it?
Those are heavy.
They really are. So actually, let's put you on the spot here.
Oh boy.
I want a first-person answer to question one. What's an action you took to mitigate a big excuse?
Oh man. A few years ago, I really wanted to fund an independent neuroscience study. But my immediate excuse was just, I have no budget.
The classic wall everyone hits.
Yeah, and it felt totally insurmountable. But the single action I took, applying question one, was just spending one single hour writing a micro grant.
Wait, just 1 hour?
Just 1 hour. I stopped waiting for perfect funding conditions. I just spent an hour on localized effort, and that entirely broke the paralysis.
Because you can't hide behind this abstract lack of budget when there's a concrete 1 hour action right in front of you.
Precisely. All right, well, since we were doing this, I'm pushing back. Let's hear your answer to question three.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Question three.
Have you ever faced a goal where you realized you weren't actually willing to give something up for it?
Yeah, absolutely. I spent a solid year telling everyone I was going to launch this high-end consulting firm.
I vaguely remember you talking about that.
Yeah, well, I kept using not having enough time as my go-to excuse, but when I actually evaluated it, the deeper truth was I just wasn't willing to sacrifice my family weekends to build the thing.
Ah, so it wasn't a time management issue at all.
Not at all. And the workbook makes a huge point here. Life is just an exchange, you know? Deciding against a goal based on actual logic isn't a failure.
Right, it's just prioritization.
But letting an unchecked excuse decide for you, that just leads straight to regret.
That distinction is everything, really. It keeps you in the driver's seat of your own life.
Definitely. So, as you all dive into this workbook module today, remember to maintain your daily rhythm.
Yes, review your stack of three code rewrites, three distill points, and two quotes three times today.
Consistency is everything here.
And please do not forget tonight's bedtime question. Keep that subconscious working for you while you sleep.
Absolutely. And get excited for tomorrow's day 6 self-audit.
Hard to believe the week is almost over.
It flies by, and it will be the perfect time to reflect on all the massive cognitive growth you've achieved so far.
It's going to be a great reflection day.
For sure. But before we go, I want you to chew on this tonight. If someone offered you $1 million tomorrow, in cash, to overcome your biggest, most stubborn excuse, could you do it?
Wow. That's a framing shift.
If the honest answer is yes, then your obstacle isn't a lack of ability. It's really just a lack of leverage.